Carlson slams Dr. Jill Biden's dissertation. Needs reading glasses, either that or she's borderline illiterate. By Jeff Poor on December 17, 2020. Much has been made about President-elect Joe Biden's wife, Jill Biden, and whether or not the title of doctor should be used when referring to the future First Lady. The subject was the topic of a Wall Street Journal op-ed earlier this month by Joseph Epstein, who questioned whether or not doctor should be included in her title. FNC's Tucker Carlson offered a critical analysis of Biden's dissertation for the doctorate of education she received from the University of Delaware. Transcript as follows. Carlson, oh, doctor, kind of amusing. Let's get serious for a minute. Imagine your nightmare health emergency. You're on vacation with your family when suddenly you double over with shooting chest pains and lose consciousness. You wake up strapped in the back of an ambulance racing to the emergency room. Paramedics hover over you trying to keep you calm. You've had a massive coronary, they shout over the sirens, but we're going to take good care of you. You're about to see one of the best doctors in the country. In fact, Whoopi Goldberg just said this person should be the next Surgeon General. So you slump back onto the stretcher deeply relieved. Maybe you're going to make it after all. Moments later they wheel you into the hospital and there she is, the famous doctor they just told you about. But something is wrong. She doesn't have a stethoscope. There's not a chart or an EKG machine in sight. Instead, she's turning on what appears to be an overhead projector. Jill, a nurse, yells, "There's a patient here. What do we do?" "That's Dr. Biden to you," the woman replies icily and then launches into a slideshow on equity and diversity in Delaware's community college system. Very soon you begin to lose consciousness again. For the first time in your life, you have no fear of death. In fact, you welcome its sweet release. You don't just walk toward the light, you run. So contrary to what you may have read, Dr. Jill Biden is not a healer. She's not allowed to write prescriptions, she wouldn't know what to do with your appendix. Dr. Jill has an education degree from some school in Delaware. And you're supposed to find that highly impressive. She could be a Surgeon General. Now many have laughed at the apparent absurdity of this. But we took it seriously because that's our job. We actually read her dissertation this week. The very document that made her, quote, a doctor. And what did we discover when we did that? We're going to give it to you in a diagnosis. Dr. Jill needs reading glasses, either that or she's borderline illiterate. There are typos everywhere, including in the first graph of the introduction. Dr. Jill can't write, she can't really think clearly either. Parts of the dissertation seem to be written in a foreign language using English words. They are essentially pure nonsense like pig Latin or dogs barking. The whole thing is just incredibly embarrassing. And that's simply to poor literate Jill Biden. But to the college that consider this crap scholarship. Embarrassing in fact to our entire system of higher education, to the nation itself. Jill Biden's doctoral dissertation is our national shame. Are we overstating this? Well, you decide. On the very first page of Dr. Biden's opus, she describes an average class of students at a community college called Delaware Tech. Of course, she counts the students by their skin color. She is a Biden after all. But pay close attention to the math. Quote, three-quarters of the class will be Caucasian. One-quarter of the class will be African-American. One seat will hold a Latino and the remaining seats will be filled with students of Asian descent or non-resident aliens. In other words, somehow Dr. Biden accounted for all five-quarters of the class, which actually isn't easy. You've got to pay very close attention to do something like that. As the dissertation continues, so does Dr. Jill's habit of counting things in non-traditional ways. On page 47, for example, she writes this quote, "Of the 159 students surveyed, 55 receive financial aid, 41 pay their own tuition bills, 45 students' parents pay, 3 spouses pay, 9 receive scholarships and 9 others received funds from the GI Bill, vocational rehabilitation programs, or grant." Now we send that fast, but did you follow the accounting there? Jill Biden surveyed 159 students, but she received a total of 162 responses. So go ahead and try that at home. You can't. You're not a doctor. And it goes on. At one point, Dr. Jill suggests, and this is innovative, that quote, the administration may want to consider in future planning an 8-week study week. An 8-week week. Bet, You know what the administration thought of that before? In their tired Western linear approach to time and space, there was only a single week in a week, yet another relic of the patriarchy. But once Jill Biden smashed the glass ceiling that shielded community colleges in Delaware from new progressive approaches to time management, a week could have 8 full weeks. As Jill Biden herself might say, that's an 8,000% increase. Not bad. All right, we're being cruel there. We've got to be honest and tell you that not all of Jill Biden's dissertation is hallucinogenic fantasy. Some of her claims seem real, some are easily verified. Take this one. Quote, according to the retention director at Cecil Community College, Cecil Community College has made a concerted effort to address retention, end quote. So there you have it. In Delaware, retention directors say they are addressing retention. So consider the debate over Cecil Community College's retention efforts. Settled. Straight from the source. And there are a lot of newsy bits like that in Dr. Jill's dissertation. Go ahead and read it yourself. It's still online, at least for now. But whatever you do, do not make fun of it. If you dare to notice that Dr. Jill isn't a super genius, you hate all women. You're a dangerous misogynist. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, but many are saying what was written about Dr. Jill Biden would have never been written about a man. Mika Brzezinski, MSNBC host, an attack on Jill Biden's doctorate that managed to be petty, elitist, and misogynistic all at once. Unidentified female, as numerous professors told the New York Times, the suggestion that Dr. Biden not use the honorific was blatantly sexist and emblematic the way many men question or disparage women's credentials. Unidentified female, really, it's unidentified male, who needs that? Unidentified female, no. But then, you are. Do you give it oxygen by talking about it? Do you give it energy? But you do have to bring attention to it in saying this is outrageous. Unidentified male, yes. End video clip. Carlson, oh, they are so touchy. Interesting. They're telling you that no one ever call a man dumb. Okay, well, that's wrong. We call Dr. Jill's husband dumb all the time. In fact, we're going to go full feminist here and admit that Dr. Jill is a lot smarter than the man she married. Not that it's saying much. Joe Biden never wrote a dissertation even on community colleges. The only thing Joe Biden has written recently are reminder notes to himself to wear matching socks. So, it's not a sexism thing. What it is actually is a class thing. We have a class system in this country, and it's based on credentials, like the ones Dr. Jill Biden has. A certain sort of person in America gets advanced degrees or works at McKinsey or goes to Yale. Not in order to learn or to create, or to achieve anything inherently impressive or worth having. No, instead to justify their power over you. They've got more merit badges, therefore, they rule. It's a ridiculous system when you think about it. And that's precisely why they don't want you to think about it. It's why they shout at you and call you names when you mention it. It's why they're so touchy. If you're allowed to point out that Jill Biden isn't really a doctor, maybe not even very bright, then you're just one step away from noticing that the medals on their chests aren't real either. It's all totally fake, just like the meritocracy that justifies their power. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.